Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get ready for a warm day. Our high today in the middle 70s, but another cold front in the next 24 hours. Get your updated forecast from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories on Thursday, December 5th, a traffic alert on I-30 near downtown Dallas. Two big potholes causing major problems on the road. Those potholes are on the bridge deck of I-30 westbound at Carroll Avenue. Crews are making repairs. Two right lanes are closed while crews continue that work. For the second straight morning, dozens of people are homeless after a fire destroyed their townhouses. This time it happened in Northwest Dallas, as we hear from KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
It's the second night in a row a multi-alarm fire has done that. This one was just past midnight at Chase Place, a complex about a mile north of Bachman Lake. Dallas Fire Rescue says somebody just driving past the building saw the flames erupting from the roof. That driver stopped and went door to door to alert everyone. Because of that, they all got out safely before firefighters pulled up. The fire crews protected half of the building, but the other half is a total loss with a caved-in roof. About 30 people were left with no place to go. Just 24 hours earlier, the same thing happened to nearly 100 people whose units were gutted by a four-alarm apartment fire in northeast Dallas. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Hood County man is behind bars charged with the murder of his wife. 59-year-old Edward Pawtenis was arrested yesterday in Granbury after investigators found human remains that could be Jean Pawtenis, his 29-year-old wife, who's been missing since October 20th. The Hood County Sheriff says those remains are being sent to a forensic lab for identification. Edward Pawtenis is charged with murder and with tampering with evidence. A man killed in an Arlington police chase may have been responsible for a series of burglaries in Irving. KRLD's Austin York has more.
Irving police say there have been a series of break-ins and burglaries at Subway and Pizza Hut restaurants since mid-November. Police identified David Jimenez and David Hernandez as two of the suspects.
Officers were able to view the surveillance video, saw Jimenez on that and Hernandez, and ended up seeing them at a 7-Eleven a short distance away. Officer went up to contact them. Hernandez left in a vehicle. That vehicle was later determined to be stolen.
Officer Robert Reeves says Hernandez was found in Arlington in a stolen car and was killed when he flipped the vehicle following a police chase. Jimenez was arrested and faces burglary charges. Reeves believes there are other suspects involved in the break-ins. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Wiley are looking for two men they say robbed a T-Mobile store earlier this week. Investigators say they went into the store off Highway 78 with guns and got employees to hand over several iPhones from the safe. Police search for the suspects in the Woodbridge subdivision in Wiley. People were told to shelter in their homes for several hours. Police did not find the thieves. They're asking anyone with information to call them. Fort Worth police say their interim chief will take the job permanently. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Ed Krause started with Fort Worth police as an officer in 1992. He became interim chief in May when the city manager fired Joel Fitzgerald. Fort Worth police now say Krause will take the job permanently. Mayor Betsy Price says that decision was the right choice. She called Krause a well-respected leader with a servant's heart. The head of the Fort Worth Police Officers Association says he's excited to partner with Krause to make Fort Worth the safest city in the country. Manny Ramirez says Krause has earned the respect of men and women in blue. Krause does not need to be approved by the city council since he's already been sworn in as interim chief. But the group United Fort Worth says he should have asked for a transparent and community-driven process with a bigger pool of candidates. Dozens of people protested outside City Hall when an officer shot and killed a woman in her home in October. And Fort Worth police have been involved in seven shootings this year. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
A teenager and her family are suing the city of Fort Worth. They claim the teen was sexually assaulted while volunteering at the city's animal shelter.
The girl was 15 years old when she started volunteering at the Fort Worth Animal Care and Adoption Center, where she worked closely with shelter employee Christian Morgan. The million-dollar lawsuit accuses Morgan, a married man in his 30s, of beginning a sexual relationship with the underaged girl. The lawsuit says city supervisors knew what was going on but didn't do anything about it. Morgan has been fired and was indicted on sexual assault charges. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The group Visit Dallas, which was once the Convention and Visitors Bureau, has a new CEO as of January. This comes even as the city will decide next year if it even wants to renew its contract with the nonprofit. Greg Davis comes to Dallas from Pittsburgh's Tourism Promotion Agency and will be on the job the first week of January. Visit Dallas has had an interim leader since the forced resignation of Philip Jones earlier this year. That change came after a city audit raised questions about funding and expenses. The Texas Rangers unveiled their new uniforms for 2020. For the first time in a dozen years, the Rangers' home uniform will feature their team nickname on the front in a script slightly different from the one they wore back at Arlington Stadium. And for Sunday home games, the Rangers will be dressed in powder blue from head to toe. Joey Gallo gives the uniforms two thumbs up.
They turned out amazing. Like, this is the first time we saw them fully finished, and they turned out a lot better than we could ever imagine.
You can see the Rangers' new uniforms at KRLD.com. The Cowboys are in Chicago to take on the Bears tonight at 7:30. You can hear it on 105.3 The Fan, and the Mavericks win again. They beat Minnesota 121-114.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.